AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. How would you rate Barack Obama as a president?
I actually think I'm a pretty good president. I think if I ran, I could win. But I can't.
The president wrapping up his visit to Africa in Ethiopia with a speech to the African Union, gently nudging leaders there who refuse to leave office after their terms expire. He also talked about the importance of creating jobs for young people in Africa so they don't become disaffected. Just look at the Middle East, he told them, and North Africa.
I suggest to you that the most urgent task facing Africa today and for decades ahead is to create opportunity for this next generation.
Here at home, three of the president's cabinet secretaries are on Capitol Hill today answering skeptical lawmakers' questions about the nuclear deal with Iran. Word is just into us that Iran wants to take its own soil samples at a site where it's alleged to have worked on a nuclear weapon. We are hearing a UN agency may agree to that if it's allowed to watch as it's done. Still no sign of two missing 14-year-olds who disappeared while on a fishing boat off Florida's coastline. Pamela Cohen's son Perry is one of the missing boys.
We can assure everyone that these boys are skilled and knowledgeable and strong enough and have what they need to get through this.
She was on the Today Show this morning. The Coast Guard is continuing the search. The boys disappeared on Friday afternoon. Authorities say two small planes crashed within hours of one another in Wisconsin and Minnesota, killing all seven people who were on board the planes. No word on the causes of those crashes. Stocks are opening higher. The Dow's up 49 points after UPS, Ford, and other big companies reported earnings gains. This is AP Radio News. The prison employee accused of helping two killers escape from a Dannemora, New York prison is in court this hour. Sandy Kozel reports.
Joyce Mitchell, a tailor shop instructor at Clinton Correctional Facility, was jailed shortly after the elaborately staged June escape of Richard Matt and David Sweat. Mitchell is accused of providing hacksaw blades, chisels, a punch tool, and a screwdriver to Matt. Authorities say she became close to the pair, agreed to be their getaway driver, even discussed killing her husband, but she backed out at the last moment. She'll be arraigned on charges of first-degree promoting prison contraband and fourth-degree criminal facilitating. Her lawyer has said he hoped for a plea agreement. I'm Sandy Kozel.
An Albuquerque, New Mexico firefighter has been removed from the city's dispatch center after telling a 911 caller who was trying to keep a gunshot victim alive to, quote, deal with it yourself. The caller had snapped at the dispatcher, who then responded the caller should deal with it herself. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.